Track 2. Hello and welcome to the news recorded on Wednesday, the 13th of June, 2018. I'm Sue.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Phil.
And your sound engineers this week are Martin and Aaron. Now, Brian will start us off with the news.
Quarry Bank Musical Theatre Society brought the house down on the opening night of Ecclesiastical Extravaganza, Sister Act. The hit musical that came to Briley Hill Town Hall tells the tale of Dolores Van Cartier, a sassy third-rate nightclub singer who witnesses a murder committed by her gangster boyfriend and his hoods. Rip-roaring upbeat numbers such as It's Good to Be a Nun, Fabulous Baby and Take Me to Heaven filled my heart with joy, and from the audience's reaction they obviously felt the same. Kezia Herbert made her stage debut in the demanding role of Dolores, but despite her limited experience, wowed the audience with outstanding vocals and a natural sense of comedy that aided her character's likability. Tom Robinson as Sweaty Eddie also demonstrated a fine voice. A special mention must go to Alicia Stretton, who was demure and affable as Sister Mary Robert, delivering her solo, The Life I Never Led, with conviction. Natalie Baggott, as Sister Mary Lazarus, worked alongside Alicia perfectly as the ideal scene-stealing comedy nun. But the evening really belonged to Sheila Wood as Mother Superior, whose excellent soprano voice, exceptional characterisation and faultless delivery of comedy lines made for the perfect holy sister. The audience left the venue praising the Lord, singing hallelujah and dancing down the street after a religious experience which can only be described as divine. Sister Act was on at Briley Hill Town Hall until June the 9th.
Banking giant Lloyds has been accused of contributing to the degeneration of a high street by closing the last bank in a town centre. The branch in Briley Hill is set to shut in July, despite a petition signed by more than 1,300 people. It has led to fears that closure could impact on the future of nearby businesses. The decision follows the closure of other banks in the town in recent years, including Barclays and HSBC. The petition was supported by traders and shoppers, and it was hoped the level of support would prompt a U-turn by Lloyds. Prue Warren from Briley Hill, one of the campaign leaders, said she feared the loss of the bank could have a knock-on effect to the rest of the High Street. She said Briley Hill High Street is degenerating on a daily basis, and now we are losing the last bank on the High Street. Market traders need a bank for change and all the things they need to do. My view is the bank in town is very different to other banks which have previously left. The last bank in town has a moral position to uphold.
TV newsreader Nick Owen was the special guest at a Briley Hill Day Centre's Open Day. The Open Day celebrated the working partnership between the Miles Court Independent Living Complex and Age UK Dudley's Daybreak, which is located there. BBC Midlands Today presenter Mr. Owen was on hand to open the event, which had been timed to also celebrate the recent refurbishment of Miles Court. Dudley South MP Mike Wood and Mayor of Dudley Councillor Alan Taylor were among the other dignitaries present. Amanda Hopton, coordinator for Daybreak, said, "We had a great day with Nico in cutting the ribbon. The Mayor and Mayoress of Dudley, local MP Mike Wood and various other guests who enjoyed food, drink and entertainment throughout the day. Daybreak clients and Miles Court residents had a fantastic time and the day was a great success."
Visitors to a Cradley Heath museum travelled back to the Victorian times during a special gruel and graft event. Children and adults took a step back in time at Haydon Hill House Museum to experience what it was like for youngsters from poor working class backgrounds living in Victorian times. The event included a housekeeper in residence who was getting visitors to clean, polish and do the washing, while a workhouse master was teaching children basic maths and English, along with some lessons on how to wash their hands. Victorian activities, craft activities and trails also took place.
An inspirational Stourbridge nurse, Catherine Bird, has been awarded an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours List. She has been recognised for her work to improve the lives of vulnerable young people being cared for in Birmingham and Solihull Mental Health NHS Foundation Trust's inpatient unit in Erdington. Since starting her career with the Trust 15 years ago, Catherine has worked across a number of mental health services, initiated projects to renovate outside space to be used for physical exercise, and held weekly cat chats with young people on the wards to get feedback about how the services could be developed to improve their experience. I am delighted and extremely proud to be made a member of the British Empire in the Queen's birthday honours list, said Catherine, who is currently on maternity leave following the recent birth of her second child. However, she said, this support relies on the multidisciplinary team involved, and I would like to thank all the dedicated staff who work with me to meet the needs of challenging and vulnerable young people. John Short, Chief Executive at the Trust, said, I was so delighted to hear that Catherine had been awarded this well-deserved honour. She embodies everything that is best in nursing.
Controversial proposals to connect the M5 and the M6 with a major new bypass in the Black Country have been defended by one of the scheme's major proponents. Early plans to link the two motorways to help ease congestion in the region were criticised earlier this week as a dinosaur of a scheme whose time has come and gone by an environmental group. But launching the latest set of recommendations for the Midlands Motorway Hub, Midlands Connect Director Maria Machkanosi said that the plans to link the two roads were still at a very early stage. And while she attempted to reassure critics that the proposals were still very much in their infancy, she added that the final decision would rest on what is best for the West Midlands as a region.
More than £175,000 has been overpaid to employees who have left an NHS trust in the last 3 years, figures have revealed. A Freedom of Information request showed that 105 overpayments were made to employees from the Dudley Group NHS Foundation Trust between 2015 and 2018, totalling £175,092.37. Of the overpayments made to the ex-employees, £154,467 has been recovered, but £20,624 is still outstanding. Chief Executive of the Dudley Trust, Diane Wake, said that any staff who've received an overpayment are invoiced and confirmed that they are still in process of recovering some of the debt that's outstanding. The Dudley Group NHS Foundation Trust was ranked as requires improvement by inspectors from the Care Quality Commission in April after they said that they were disappointed with the Trust's performance.
Bus passengers can now pay for their journey with a tap of a bank card with National Express West Midlands contactless launch. After decades of only accepting exact change, every one of the bus company's 1,600 buses now have contactless technology installed. By tapping their bank card on the reader, the passenger's fare will be worked out automatically. Tom Stables, Managing Director of National Express West Midlands, said, now our customers won't even have to work out what ticket they need. The first tap pays for one trip. Then, however many more trips you make that day, you will never be charged more than an adult day ticket. It really is that easy, and it's always the same price as the adult cash fares. We know this is what National Express West Midland customers want. Andy Street, Mayor of the West Midlands, said the bus company's move could speed up bus journey times by up to 10%.
A legendary Black Country businessman who was instrumental in the development of the Maryhill Shopping Centre has been honoured with the Freedom of Dudley. Dr. Roy Richardson, a familiar face in the business world, is now a member of the Dudley Borough Business Champions Group, which helps forge closer links with both the local council and the business community to help boost the economy. The 88-year-old, who received the Freedom of Samwell in December, was presented with his Dudley Freedom Scroll by the Mayor, Councillor Alan Taylor, at a special dinner at Dudley Town Hall on June 6. Roy joined a long list of Big Borough names to receive the honour, including most recently the world tennis star Jordan Wiley and the comedian Larry Henry. Roy and his brother Don, who sadly died in September 2007 at the age of 77, both joined their father's business in Oldbury at the age of 14 and enjoyed stellar careers in the business world. And now with that final news item, we'll make way for this week's notices. So it's goodbye from Sue.
Goodbye from Brian.
And goodbye from Phil.
Goodbye, everybody.